Cole is a sponsor of the Relief Act, which he says would get rid of some of the headaches low-income seniors and the disabled are having with the new Medicare drug benefit. The bill would make health plans provide at least 30 days of drugs for people who are in a plan that doesn't cover their vital medications. The measure would also reimburse pharmacists for mandatory computer updates and lock in recent Bush administration promises to reimburse states that have had to fill in the gaps in the new federal program. Senator Cole also backs another bill to extend the enrollment period for the drug benefit and let people make a one-time change in plans with no penalty. Cole is the ranking Democrat on the Senate's Special Committee on Aging, which will hold today's Washington hearing. Following a meeting in Milwaukee this week, during which several seniors complained about Medicare, Cole said the trick will be to get the GOP majority in Congress to listen.
They have to feel the pain that I felt here this morning, and I hope that they are feeling the pain and the heat from people who are being mistreated and underserved in a very serious and in many cases very life-threatening way.
One of the scheduled witnesses at today's hearing is the president-elect of the Pharmacy Society of Wisconsin. Many pharmacists are also upset with the Medicare drug program, and some say it should have been phased in. The administrator of the Medicare and Medicaid programs is also expected to testify. The Bush administration says the vast majority of enrollees in the drug program are receiving their benefits. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.